Okay, we are on page 78. The Chaver had just finished describing the many praises of the land of Israel. And to this, the king now does what's maybe one of the most famous comments in the whole book of the Kuzari. And as a matter of fact, this is known as the Kuzari Shita, which is a Shita that had Klal Yisrael returned in sufficient numbers at the time of Ezra, it could have been Yemos HaMashiach. Now, that's something a bit debatable, but that is his Shita, the Shita of the Marshal, also Masechtas Yuma. So let's first see what the king says and then what the response is. Omar Kuzari, so says the king. Yemata Bekatzer, now this could be either Bechivas Teresecha or Bechivas Teresecha. Either way you do Nekudas would be good. What did he choose? What?
Chivas.
Okay. So what he's saying is that you're saying Eretz Yisrael is so important. So what's going on? Einata Mesim Hamokim Azeg Magmosecha Beischayecha Umesecha. Why don't you make Eretz Yisrael your entire goal, the place where you live and die? Vatoimer, and you Jews say, Rachim al Tzion ki hi beis chayenu. Sounds familiar? Yeah, we say that. We say in the Berachos Haftarah, we say, Tzion is beis chayenu. V'tamin ki ha-shechina shav olav. And you believe that that's the place of the Shechina, where the Shechina will return. Even if all that counted was that the Shechina was there from the beginning of the Jews entering into Eretz Yisrael for about 900 years, your significant people should have had a tremendous desire for it. Just like we want to spend time among Nevi'im or Chassidim, just like a person feels if he spends time with great people, he's influenced. They bring the example of Shaul HaMelech. When Shaul spent time among Nevi'im, he himself became a Navi as well. So if you want to spend time among great people, certainly you should want to spend time in Eretz Yisrael. Koshkeni, Shehi, Shar HaShamayim. Certainly if you believe that Eretz Yisrael is the gate to heaven. And even the non-Jews, as he described earlier, Poras and Yavon, held of Eretz Yisrael. There are those who say that all the souls go to heaven. Who's that? What?
Christians.
They say all the souls go to Israel and from there they go to heaven. I never studied Christianity, forgive me. V'yishmeil ha'mayrim, the Muslims say, Himokam aliyas ha'nevim ala shamayim. That's the place where the prophet went up to heaven. Shimokam mayim yedyam adin. V'ulachol, mokam kavona v'chag. And for all, it's the place to which we daven. Kavona v'chag, and the place to which we celebrate. And Iraya, he says, Shech tachvisa v'kriyasecha negda chaynef. When we daven towards Eretz Yisrael, you're bowing and kneeling to Eretz Yisrael is nothing more than chanifa. It's nothing more than an expression of adulation, which is not sincere. By minig mibilti kavana, why do we say, anybody daven towards Eretz Yisrael? We daven towards Israel. We daven towards Mizrach. We daven towards Mizrach. We daven towards Eretz Yisrael. Now it says, if you're traveling and you don't know which way is Mizrach, so face any way you want, but you have in your heart towards the Kodesh HaKodesh. Now that means that when you daven towards Eretz Yisrael, certainly mechav in your heart towards the Kodesh HaKodesh. But if you can't daven towards it, at least be mechav in the heart. What he's saying is that we just do it out of habit. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, your original avos, boichrim lador ba yosim makom makom es meladatam. They chose to live there rather than anywhere else. Ubrachin hagores ba yosim ishayu asrachim im kaimaisam. They would rather be strangers in Eretz Yisrael than be citizens in their original lands. Kol zeh im shaloi hoysa beis ahi niris ha-shechina ba. In time of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there was no beis ha-migdash, there was no shechina in Eretz Yisrael. It was still a place of filth. And all the Avis wanted to do is to be in Eretz Yisrael. Even during a hunger, they wouldn't leave Ela b'mitzvah selakim, except that God commanded them. And they asked to be buried there. So the Kuzari, like, is sort of addressing down to Klal Yisrael, how is it that everything we daven about Eretz Yisrael, and it's just lip service. We don't go there.
The Tzionim is no excuse.
What?
The Tzionim is no excuse.
The Tzionim is no excuse. This is, says even Zima of Avodah Zarah. May well be. So, so it's a very difficult thing. And, I guess in our generation it's gotten better, but historically Jews only moved to Eretz Yisrael when the Goyim threw us out or made us feel unwelcome. Even though they'll tell you in Israel, the first Aliyah, the second Aliyah, third Aliyah, there are millions of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever goes to Eretz Yisrael goes because they're made to feel unwelcome in the land in which they are originally. The multitudes of Jews don't leave. There was never an Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael that was primarily motivated by idealism.
Ezra.
I mean, in the Aliyahs of the last 130 years. Every Aliyah was done because there were pogroms in Russia. Jews, when there were pogroms in Russia, Jews came to America and came to Eretz Yisrael. 80% or 85% came to America, and 10-15% or so came to Eretz Yisrael. And every one, if you look in the history books, the Aliyah, the third Aliyah, they call it the waves of immigration. The third Aliyah is named after the Polish finance minister. Because the Polish finance minister imposed onerous burden on the Jews. So the Jews went, they moved to Eretz Yisrael. So it's whoever went, unfortunately, we went with them. Now, every decade, Jews are made to feel unwelcome somewhere else. So now the French are coming for the last 10 or 12 years. And, you know, they came from Russia. Actually, in Russia they came when they were let out. But that's also as a result of tremendous persecution.
There are Americans who make, but there are no great waves
that go. There are individuals, dozens, who make Aliyah for idealistic reasons. No, there's no question there are individuals, but the millions that go, unfortunately, it's true, Americans go, and I'm sure there are some other countries who go for idealistic reasons as well, but the smaller numbers. And it's, if it wouldn't be important, I guess everything that's important is the Yetzirah against it. So what is the Chavar? How does he defend the Jews? Amar HaChavar, Hayvashtani Melech Kaiser. King, you embarrassed me. Avayna Zeh, Hu Asher Menanu, Mahashlomas, Mashiyadnu, Bo'alakim, B'Bayasheni. So here the Kuzari Shita is that in the Bayasheni, it could have been Yemais HaMashiach. Had Klal Yisrael gone up. The Gemara Darsh is Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, which we say in Das Yashir. Ad Yavar Zubia Rishaina, that's when the Jews came to Israel the first time. The second Ad Yavar is Biashniya, is when Ezra came. And the Gemara says, the Gemara is quoted here on the bottom on the next page, that Ruya Haisa Biashniya Shteke Bia Rishaina. Ezra's coming could have been like Ezra's coming. Ela Shagara Machet. The Chet was caused, the Marsha says, the Chet of Jews not going back to Eretz Yisrael when they had the opportunity to do so. So he's saying that the Bayis Sheni, that stopped the Bayis Sheni from being the Gula. K'masha Amar Roni V'Simchi Basiyain, Ki Kvar Hoya Me'inin Olakim Zumin Lachul Kasher Betchila Ilu Hoya Maskim. It could have been Chal like originally had they done what they had to do. Kula Amlosha B'Nefesh Chafetza to return happily. Most of them, and even some of the great people stayed in Bavel, writes in Begolus Ba'Avayda, and they chose Golus and Avayda to a foreign king because they didn't want to leave the comfort of their homes. Now one of the most beautiful, probably the most beautiful section is Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is a book that it's generally seen as one long I love you, but it's not. It's all different. And Perek Hay has a beautiful episode. As you know, during this Shir HaShirim, the beloved and his and his focus of his love are looking for each other. The he and the she are looking for each other, which is, of course, the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Klal Yisrael. So Perek Hay brings in a story as follows. Basi Lagani Achaisi Kala. The male in this relationship says, here I am, I've arrived. Arisi Mayri and Bisami, Achalti Yari and Dishi, Shasisiani and Chalavi. I'm all ready. I'm all perfumed, I'm all fed, I'm ready to go. Ani Yeshena. So the female answers, Yeshena is Lashon female. Ani Yeshena, I'm falling asleep. Velibi Air. My heart is awake. Kol doidi doifek. I hear my beloved knocking on the door. Pischi li achaisi rayasi anasi samasi. Open the door for me, my beloved. This is what the man in this relationship is saying. Sharoishi nimlotol. The way he explains it here in the Kuzari. Sharoishi, I'm sitting out there. I'm standing out there so long that the dew is falling on my head. You know, kibutzayser sisei loyel. I'm all ready to go. So what does she say? He's knocking on the door. She says, Pashanti es kutanti, I'm in pajamas already. Pashanti es tati, I took off my clothes. I'm too tired to get dressed again. Rachatzti es raglai, I already washed my feet. Echocha tanfei, I'm going to get them dirty if I walk on the floor. Doidi sholach yodai min hachar. So the man says, okay. He leaves. Umei homi olai. So she says, oh, he's leaving. So she said, I jumped up to open the door for my beloved. But yodai not from oyer. And I dipped my hands into some perfume. That's beisai more. My fingers full of perfume. Oyver a kapi samanol. Grab the door to open the door. Pasachti ani ledaidi. She says, I opened the door for my beloved. Vedaidi chomak ovar. And the wind is blowing through the streets. He's gone. Napshi yotza bedavrei. My soul, I'm going crazy. Bikashti uvalay metzasiu. I look for him and I can't find him. Karasi uvalay anani. I call, he doesn't answer me. Matzasi hashaymer masayvim beir. And she starts running through the streets looking for him. Ikuni pitzauni. And the shaymer in the city, they see me running through the street, they beat me up. Nasos redidi me alai shaymer hachaymes. So, this is the story of the beloved knocking on the door. And being lazy to get out of bed. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knocks on our door many, many times. And we don't always answer. The Kuzari says that this episode refers to Ezra. When Rabbi Yisrael knocked on our door, he said, come up to Eretz Yisrael. And the Jews didn't respond. V'shema alzeh al-mashloimai. Perhaps it's regarding this that Shlomo said, Ani yishein of libi air. Klal Yisrael is asleep, and my heart is awake. The heart, he says, refers to the Nevi'im. Kina hagolus b'sheina, he caused the golus to sleep of the Jewish people. V'halev ho'er hasmodas ha'nevuah b'neihem. Now Chag Yischariah Malachi were Nevi'im at the time of Ezra. Chag Yischariah Malachi, the last three Nevi'im in Treyasar. Chag Yischariah Malachi were Nevi'im, and they shouldn't have been Nevuah. Nevuah ended at the end of the Bayis Rishon. Right, we said there was no more Nevuah during the 70-year Golus. There were no Nevi'im. The Malbim, in his introduction to Chagai, writes that Chagai Yischariah Malachi were given Nevuah to leave potential for the Bayis Sheni to be a Maisa Mashiach. You have a Bayis Sheni, you're going to come up and it's going to be Mashiach's time. Chagai Yischariah Malachi were that potential to be the Mashiach of that generation. That's what he's saying. Ani Yishena, the Jews are asleep. Libi Er, the Nevi'im, they're saying Nevuah, trying to summon the people. Kol Leidi Daifek. My beloved is knocking on the door. Kriyas Olekim Lashuv. That's God called to come back. Sharoishi Nimlatol. My head is full of dew. Al Hashchina, Shiyotza Mitzillei HaMikdash. And the Shchina that was out of the protection of the Beis HaMikdash and came to Klal Yisrael. Omar, Pashati Eskutanti, and this which is the beloved says, I took off my clothing. Echocha al b'shem, how am I going to get dressed again? Al atzlay sam loshum. It's their laziness to return. So, doidi sholach yodei min achor. My beloved took his hand away from the chor, means the hole, the opening of the door. Al Ezra shaya poitza behem. Ezra begged them, the chemi of anavim. At shahaydu ptsasam loshum, haydah bilti gabura. They said they would return insincerely. Vamar koshal koyach hasabol. It's a famous pasuk in the Nechemiah. It's used in rabbinic literature as an expression. In the Nechemiah, we find in Perek Aleph of the Nechemiah, we find the Nechemiah in Paras Umadai, hearing about the tragedy of the Jewish settlement in Eretz Yisrael. Perek Beis, he asked the king for permission to go up, and Perek Gimel, he goes up. The Nechemiah came up well over 20 years after Jews had gone up, and they were at wit's end. He organized them to rebuild the wall of protection around Yerushalayim. And the people said, Koshal Koyach HaSabol. Our energy to build, Koshal Koyach HaSabol, the Koyach to be Seivel, to be able to push, is weakened. We can't do it. So the people lost their desire, their drive to do it. V'nasa lehem k'mitzvay libam. And God gave them what they deserve. In other words, they weren't successful in rebuilding. I mean, Nechemiah gave them success in rebuilding the wall. But bohen yanim mekutsar mebnei kitzuram. Whatever happened, it happened partially. Now we had this expression in the Maimar HaShlishi, I believe. God's influence falls on a person only to the degree that you're prepared to accept it. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu broadcasts to the degree that you're receiving, you'll receive it. And if you make yourself available, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a shefa lakai. And if not, ma'at me'adim harbe harbe, yulohi mizdamni likrasa lakai seiru b'leva sholim b'nefesh chafetza, had we gone towards God with the proper desire, we would have achieved what the Jews achieved when they left Egypt. We daven, bow towards Eretz Yisrael, Har Kotshay, God's holy mountain. It's no different than the chirping of the birds. He says, you're right. This, the Jewish people have failed. In our ability to go back to Eretz Yisrael, we have not replied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We answered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire. And yeah.
It says that people lose the drive, and Ezra came and energized them.
No, Nechemiah came.
When
I go into my class and they have no energy, and I energize them, so we accomplish something. When I come to class and they're all eager, we accomplish much more. So Nechemiah was able to get them to do something. But it's not the same. It's not the same when you have an enthusiastic group of people trying to accomplish. The problem was the expression of kashal kayach hasabol, that we would have kayach for it. This was here all the time. You have no kayach. You have no kayach. You're a young person. You have no kayach. It's ridiculous. What?
And when he went back, he lost it again.
And when the Chemi left, they lost it again. He had to come return. That's true. After 12 years, the Chemi was there for 12 years. He helped them rebuild. He had to go back because the king only gave him a partial deferment. And when he left, he turns around. He has to run right back. It's not clear. It was 10 months later. He has to go back. It's falling apart again. It's
so based on that.
Yeah.
If you look at today, with all the Jews that forget about Cheshek to go to Israel, the fight against Eretz Israel, why should we be optimistic that Mashiach is coming?
We just finished saying that you have to be optimistic and eager, and you're trying to get my optimism out of me. I'm going to Israel next week. Don't be realistic. Being realistic is the worst thing in the world. Never be realistic when it comes to eating dinner, when it comes to going out in the rain. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, don't be realistic. Be idealistic. Idealistic people are not realists. I've told you many times that there's a three statement a concept. It says that realistic people accommodate their dreams to reality. Unrealistic people try to accommodate reality to their dreams. Therefore, all progress can be said to be the result of the efforts of unrealistic people. Get the idea? That's the idea. And the king says, Yaspik li binyan zeh, that's it. We're not talking about this anymore. The next topic is a very difficult one, the karbanos. He says, what's this business with slaughtering animals to God? We are going to take the full week break. I'm leaving here till next Thursday. I have weddings, Baruch Hashem, every night next week, Thursday as well, this week, and next week, and then I'm married to Yisrael for 3 weeks till Tisha B'Av. So we're going to pick up here. Anyway, it wouldn't make sense to start the defense of the sacrificial order, which is long, and do it in one night. So we resume in Yitz Hashem after Shabbos, after Tisha B'Av. I'll be at Tisha B'Av. We'll have to send out an email about the resumption of our study of the Kuzari. In the meantime, I wish everyone a wonderful summer. You can join me in Eretz Yisrael. Someone asked me, how do you find Cheshek in Eretz Yisrael? Someone initially said, when I go to Eretz Yisrael, I don't feel anything. Somebody asked me, how do you find desire or drive? So I tell them, look, there's a street called Shimon HaTzadik. On one side of the street is a yeshiva called Ar Sameach. On the other side, there's a settlement called Arzei Abira. During the 3 weeks I'm there, I'm in Arzei Abira, and I cross Shimon HaTzadik, and I go to Ar Sameach. And then I cross back. And after the Kaisel, that's all I would do, because that's where I am. It's like when I was in the dorm. That's what I dreamed, to be like in the dorm, to go on Beis Medrash in the morning. And I go for Shachris. I used to come back at midnight. And I have my phone hour from midnight to 1 a.m. I realize it's silly. Why am I going back to my apartment? The phone doesn't ring constantly that hour. I will stay in the Beis Medrash and stay there ready till 1. So at 4 o'clock, my wife comes. She picks me up. We go for a walk. And we eat dinner. But besides that, bread, lunch, dinner. Besides that, that's where I am. It's very pleasurable. And you don't ask them, you don't feel Eretz Yisrael. Of course you feel Eretz Yisrael. They're very special people in Ar Sameach. It's a very special group of people. And the yeshiva itself has 4 or 5 Batei Midrashim. So let's say you get bored, so you go to the other Beis Medrash, or to the third Beis Medrash. It's very enjoyable. So you want to join me, you're welcome to join me. They have, you don't know all the libraries.
What?
You don't know all the libraries in Ar Sameach. There's no one library.
I was there a couple of years ago. You were learning with me. You showed me.
I showed you the way around. Okay. It's a very enjoyable thing. And I've Siyat Dishmaya. Now it's 18 or 19 years. Every year I get an apartment in Arzay. This year somebody was in my class 16 years ago. He lives in Arzay. He's coming to America. So I'm taking his apartment. And, Baruch Hashem. Hope Mashiach will come. Halavai, you should all come to Eretz Yisrael, and there won't be a seat in Ar Sameach. If you don't take it now, you're not going to get it later. Mashiach will come, and they'll tell you, when you come to Israel, you're in the shawarma place. You go there. You know, the shawarma place will be elsewhere. You'll have to get your seat in the shawarma place. It'll be crowded. Anyway, I look forward to resuming Yitzhak Hashem, either here or in Yerushalayim, after Tisha B'Av.